Revolution Media urges due attention to the industry of publishing books. Larry Jones says one of the features of this year's government budget is lower spending. Yemen rallies paralyze two major cities. And big protests are held in Athens to protest at further harsh austerity measures. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, you are watching IRB English News. Thanks for tuning in. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, paid a visit to the 24th Tehran International Book Fair.
نشر انجام نقاشی مورد به خدمت دست نشر شد از چند تا نقاشی جان دور هم جمع شدن تا کاری
جامعه شد و من شده آتیان که در اون فروختن در غرب داریم که بیش داشتن.
During the 3-hour visit, the leader inspected various parts of the fair and got familiar with the achievements made in the publication industry and the newly published books. Following the visit, Ayatollah Khamenei said publishing books has enjoyed dramatic growth in terms of quality and quantity over the past several years. The leader praised the efforts made in that regard and urged officials to pay more attention to the business of publishing books. Ayatollah Khamenei underlined that while development will not be realized without a strong publication industry. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says one of the characteristics of the government's budget this year is lower spending. Larijani, who was speaking after the lawmakers and the debates on this year's budget, said the government has shrunk the budget to curb the inflation. Larijani said the government has cut spending in different departments by 2 to 26%. The top lawmaker added that $508,000 two-month budget is based on oil prices of $81.50 a barrel and is designed to improve market activity. He also said the Central Bank of Iran has been obliged to grant an overall $5 billion in loans with the private sector, which will also receive another $15 billion from the National Development Fund. Tehran and Baghdad should expand cooperation and consultations on all fronts in the wake of the regional developments. The remarks were made by visiting Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi in a meeting with his Iraqi counterpart, Hoshyar Zebari. Foreign Minister Salehi also said Tehran-Baghdad exchanges will contribute greatly to the restoration of stability to the region. Zebari, in turn, referred to 1.2 million Iranian pilgrims visiting Iraq and 600,000 Iraqis visiting Iran annually as a good sign of brotherly relations between the two neighbors. Salehi also met with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. During the talks, Iranian Foreign Minister said military solution is not applicable to the Bahraini issue. He also criticized foreign presence in the country and said the matter should be settled through dialogue. Iraqi Premier, for his part, said regional countries should be vigilant against the plots brewed up by the enemy during their national uprisings. Afghanistan's Minister of Refugees, Jamal Anwari, has called on Iran to continue its cooperation for repatriating Afghan migrants living there. Speaking at the 7th meeting of Iran-Afghanistan, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Anwari, thanked Iran for hosting millions of Afghan refugees, saying more than 12,000 have returned home over the past 2 months. Anwari added more than 5.6 million Afghan refugees have returned to their country over the past decade, urging the international community to help Kabul settle them in Afghanistan. Anwari also said Afghan government needs financial help to provide housing, jobs, health care, and education to the returnees. A day after Iran's response to a letter by EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, the European Union cast doubt on hopes of a quick resumption of stalled comprehensive talks with Iran. Ashton's spokeswoman, Maria Kochanowska, said a message from Tehran to kickstart the negotiations offered nothing new. Ashton's office suggested a fresh bid for talks is premature. However, the spokeswoman added, we will be in touch with the Iranians with the aim to create the basis for a new dialogue. Head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Saeed Jalili, announced it had sent a letter Tuesday to Ashton agreeing to a new round of talks with six world powers. Iran Intelligence Minister Hayder Moslehi has warned government departments of a cyber attack underway through a computer virus that stars. Moslehi told reporters the virus could disrupt the computer systems in some departments. The measures are being taken to deal with a cyber attack. Moslehi also touched on the launching of a Persian page on internet networking website Facebook by the Zionist regime of Israel, saying Iranian internet clients have always stood against such moves. Moving on to Yemen, the country's security forces killed two protesters and wounded dozens as mass rallies demanding the ouster of President Ali Abdullah Saleh paralyzed two major cities. Snipers shot the two demonstrators in ties as unrest running into a third day shut down Yemen's main industrial city. Dozens were wounded by gunfire, tear gas, and beatings by plainclothes agents wielding bats. Protesters retaliated by torching a police building. Security forces in Taiz have been trying to break up the protest blockade of the education ministry in the region some 200 kilometers south of the capital, Sana'a. But protesters instead extended their blockade to seal off Taiz public services and branch of the oil ministry. Residents said the city of 540,000 people was effectively paralyzed. And from Yemen to Libya, the country's opposition fighters captured the airport in the western city of Misrata after fierce fighting with Muammar Gaddafi's forces. The forces loyal to Gaddafi left behind tanks that were being set on fire by the fighters. The opposition said 13 of his forces have been injured in the oppression, but there is no report on Gaddafi forces' casualties. The revolutionaries are advancing to Defnia and are waiting to move on Zlatan, the next major town on the road to Tripoli. Misrata has been besieged by Gaddafi forces for close to 2 months. And in Greece, thousands of Greek protesters marched through Athens to protest at the government's introduction of further harsh austerity measures intended to keep the debt-ridden country solvent. The protesters marched past the heavily guarded parliament building, shouting against the austerity plan. As the protest went on, stone-throwing youths attacked the riot police, who responded with tear gas and stun grenades. A 24-hour general strike also suspended all train and ferry services, grounded flights, and disrupted Athens public transport. Also, radio and television news broadcasts were suspended as journalists walked off the job. Greece is planning to pass further cutbacks aimed at saving an estimated $33 billion till 2015. Coming out to check on some of the news in brief. The United Nations is calling on Serbia to do more to find Europe's most wanted man, Ratko Mladic, and other war crimes, the fugitives. The remarks were made by the chief UN prosecutor for the former Yugoslavia, Sergei Bramets, in a meeting with Serbian officials ahead of reporting next month to the UN Security Council. At the talks, the UN officer said there is no alternative to the arrest of the fugitives for Serbia. Bangladesh is sought for the killing of 8,000 Muslims in a Srebrenica in 1995 and other atrocities. Yuan had an empty feeling on Wednesday, with some 20% of his residents failing to show up for work or going to school because of the myth of predicting a devastating earthquake. Despite efforts by seismologists to debunk the rumors, residents preferred to spend the day in hotels and market tourism facilities. Traffic was particularly light on the Italian capital's normally clogged streets, and the usual crowds in the metro and outside schools were absent. Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear station has found a new leak of radioactive water into the ocean from the plant, this time from the number 3 reactor. The plant had previously experienced a similar leak at the number 2 reactor, which has managed to seal. This time, a worker has found water coming into one of the pits of the number 3 reactor by the ocean. Since the March 11 earthquake, workers have had to pour water at the reactors to cool them, but it also needs to find room to store the contaminated water. And firefighters continued their efforts to put out a warehouse fire in Poland. The aerial shots showed black smoke rising from the building located in the suburb of Wolka Kosowska near Warsaw. On Tuesday, more than 30 fire engines were called to the scene to try to extinguish the blaze, which broke out in the 32,000 square meter warehouse during construction work. Wolka Kosowska is a famous Asian and Chinese shopping center. Several hundred companies use the warehouse complex to sell or store their products. China began trying once on a highly anticipated high-speed rail line between Beijing and Shanghai. The trial comes 1 month before the link is due to go into commercial service. Here's a report from the story.
All aboard. Next stop, Beijing. China unveiled a state-of-the-art bullet train in Shanghai that will cut travel time to and from Beijing in half. The high-speed train made its maiden voyage Wednesday without passengers from Shanghai's bustling Hangzhou station en route to Beijing. Ticket prices have not yet been determined, and that has some potential travelers a bit worried about cost. Traveling at 300 kilometers an hour, the normal 10-hour trip between Beijing and Shanghai will take a mere 5 hours. It's set to open to the public in June.
And 71 Turkmen horses took part in the 6th original Turkmen Horse Festival in the northern province of Gulistan. During the day-long event, Turkmen horses competed in 8 groups of the Sufyan Plain, located in the town of Kalala. In the end, 4 horses of each category were known as the best Turkmen horses. Beauty and physical preparedness were considered as the most important features for winning the competition. That's all from IRB English News. Thanks for watching, but do stay with us for the weather report. Goodbye and have a good time.